from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Theoretically, you'd think that rosters are now set. There's the trade deadline's over. There's no more waiver trades. So,
I think I said it yesterday.
You know, these are the teams you have to live with.
You get what you get. You don't throw a fit.
But there is a potential option out there for teams that are still looking for help. Now, if you remember last year, the Los Angeles Angels got to the deadline and tried to make a couple of moves to improve their team. Didn't work out.
They made a buttload of moves, didn't they?
And they were clearly out of playoff contention, but it was too late. They couldn't trade anyone away. But they said, well, why do we want to keep paying these guys if we're not going to go to the playoffs? And they DFA'd Hunter Renfroe and a couple of other players. And now there's some thought, and Ken Rosenthal did some reporting on this in The Athletic, that the Texas Rangers may go the same course this post-deadline season. The Rangers, who were very Padre-like from last season in their approach to the deadline, they kind of bought on the margins, thinking they got a little hot right before the trade deadline, bought on the margins, and have again collapsed and are out of it. They won't be defending their World Series title this year, but they didn't trade off their good players, the guys who were going to be a free agent to be. So now they're just stuck finishing out the string of the rest of this season with no real chance to make the postseason and no way to trade away some of the guys they could have, but they don't necessarily have to pay him. And Ken Rosenthal suggested at least that it's being discussed that they may just DFA a guy like Nathan Eovaldi, who was last year's World Series pitching hero for them, and get out from under the rest of his contract this year, which is only about $2.7 million. He's got a vesting option for a $20 million contract next year, but he's a good pitcher. And he didn't stop there. They said, Andrew Haney, who's another one of their starters, relievers David Robertson, Kirby Yates, Jose Leclerc could all be just let go, and the Rangers could save up to like $6 million the rest of this season. They know they're not going anywhere. Why not just save that money? Of course, this would have a huge impact potentially on playoff races in either the National League or the American League, because if they do that, they immediately go to the waiver claim system, and every team based on reverse order of record could put in a claim for those players, including the San Diego Padres, who you never can have too much pitching, Woods. The problem here, though, is that I would think that teams that are now below them in the standings, like the Braves or the Mets or even, the Cardinals, would get first crack at all these guys and could bolster their teams while the Padres just watch helplessly. They could put in claims, but would not get any of these guys. And to me, this is not what baseball is supposed to be in the last couple of months of the
year. Yeah, getting some, if you want, in my opinion, like if you want to get the rental player, that's what the trade deadline's for. But it's going to cost you, and it's going to cost you more than money. It's going to cost you prospects.
Yeah.
And pieces of your future. And I don't know, man. I mean, you ask me if I want Nathan Eovaldi on this team for $2.2 million. The answer is a resounding yes. And I could probably be convinced of Andrew Haney, even Kirby Yates, maybe. You just mentioned three teams. I got to imagine St. Louis Cardinals, the New York Mets, they're going to be all over.
Man, it's not like your fantasy football team where you put in one waiver claim and you go to the back of the line. You know how that works in fantasy football? No, you can. The same team could claim three guys, and if they have a worse record than anyone else who has made the claim, they get all of those three guys. Now, they'd have to find room on their roster and, you know, potentially send guys down to the minors or DFA their own players at that point. But if they think that they could help and, you know, for a playoff push, we'll see if the Rangers actually do that. I think it's a bit of a betrayal to your fans, even though you're out of it, just to say, save money. I mean, you can make the argument, hey, we're not going to get there this year. Let's trade for prospects in the future. These guys are free agents to be.
Yeah.
We're building for the future. When you DFA a guy, you're only saving money into the owner's pocket.
That's right.
And the owner can say, well, we'll reinvest that in the team next year. You know, that's an extra $6 million we'll have to play with for our roster next season. But it's still a bad look.
Bro, this came out 5 hours ago, this piece by Chad Jennings in The Athletic. And Chris Young himself, GM, said, where we are in the standings, we have to start looking to 2025 and beyond at how we're going to bounce back from this. We are starting those conversations. I think, if we got him, I'd be elated. If somebody else got him and he came and shoved, if the Mets get him and he goes and shoves against us, I'm going to be furious.
But if the Padres, you know, get Eovaldi, the Diamondbacks aren't going to be happy about it. The Dodgers are certainly not going to be happy about it. I mean, it's... Well, I guess all's fair in baseball, but this is not what the trade deadline was designed to stop this from happening.
Correct.
Later in the season. They stopped the waiver trade deadline, so you would have to be locked in for at least a couple of months. Like the team that you're playing in October, at least you're seeing them in September and August. But this throws a monkey wrench into the whole business of late season moves just
now,
for teams that want to save money.
Forgive my, yeah, you can, if you get DFA'd now by your team and you get picked up by another team, you're absolutely eligible, because somebody just put it in the chat. Somebody brought up Cody Ross getting picked up by the Giants in 2010. They picked him off waivers to block the Padres. They were behind the Padres in the standings at the time. They won the World Series. Now, you know, Cody Ross turned out to have some big knocks for those guys down. So you are playoff eligible.
Yes. And I think there is a deadline for playoff eligibility, but it's not yet. It's September,
yet.
I think. So. Yeah, you'd be able to pitch in the postseason. A guy like Eovaldi, who has tons of, you know, World Series experience very recently, last year, valuable commodity if they decided to let him go. But they can't trade him. They can't get anything for him. They can just save the money and throw him to the Sharks, whoever wants to claim him.
Brandon says, who has priority between the D-backs and Padres? Same amount of head-to-head wins. I don't know that a guy like Eovaldi is going to get to the Diamondbacks or the Padres. I really don't.
So the tie, I don't think so either. The tiebreaker, if it was today, if they did it today.
Today.
The tiebreaker actually goes to the Diamondbacks based on division record. That's why they're listed first in the standings. Now, that won't come into play because there's no way they can finish head-to-head tied. They're 5-5. There's three games left. Unless one of those games gets rained out in Arizona, which seems really unlikely given both the roof and the Arizona weather, they're going to play those three games, and someone's going to win the season series and have the tiebreaker between those two teams. But right now, I think theoretically the Padres would be first in order based on the tiebreaker.
Were the Rangers the only team that can? Because I know
the only one that was mentioned.
The Rockies
could do the same thing.
Rockies already did it to Diaz, their catcher.
Yeah.
He's already been DFA'd. Somebody can pick him up. Ahmed Rosario was DFA'd by the Dodgers. No one's snatched him
that
up.
That was more
yet.
Of a roster clearing move than a money saving move
for Mookie Betts.
Yeah.
Yep. How many teams are going to be interested in doing this, but there could be potentially another arm out there to help you.
Need a contestant for real or fake. If you want to call in, chance to qualify for the trip to Las Vegas, 833-288-0973. Dial now, 833-288-0973. There's certainly some talk, and they probably should have talked about it last offseason too, about implementing a rule where you can't just do this at the end of the season.
Yeah.
And that may be something that's discussed, you know, winter meetings and putting some sort of procedure into place where teams can't just DFA players to save money and then just throw them all out there on the waiver wire in the last couple of months of the year after the trade deadline. But right now, I don't think you can change the rule at the moment. Rangers know what they're operating under, and they have the option to do that if they want to do it like the Angels did last year.
Man, could be really, really interesting.
I would hate for Eovaldi, even if he was on the Padres. I mean, I'd like it more if he was on the Padres. But for that guy to be like pivotal in a playoff race for a team that didn't have to do anything to get him other than luck into him, essentially, doesn't feel right.
I mean, again, we play the Cardinals again or no?
Yeah, we did four against the Cardinals coming up. Mets and Cardinals.
Mets and Cardinals.
Both coming up soon. You may have to face one of those guys.
I would really hate that. And you know the Mets have money. You know, the Cardinals probably, everyone's got 2.2.
Even the Padres, I think, have enough under the luxury tax level if they wanted to do that move.
Everyone's got 2.2. Right? Chris Young, come on, dog. Just hang on to him. Do us all a solid.
We'll pass the hat if you really need.
Exactly. You need badly. $6 million or whatever. We'll make it happen for you. We'll sell some t-shirts or something.
All right. That was just an interesting story that I ran across this morning that I wanted to bring up. I see some callers. Let's get to it. It is time for a throwback Thursday game of real or fake.
Some are here for the compelling sports talk with Ben and Woods.
Yeah, you can go plow through another donut.
It's time for Real or Fake on 97.3 The Fan. Tell the people what they'll win today.
What we're playing for is a chance to win our grand prize at the end of the month. It is a two-night stay at Resorts World Las Vegas and two tickets to Carrie Underwood, Reflection at Resorts World Theater. Her residency now underway. You can get your own tickets at access.com. That's AXS.com and RWVegas.com. Paul, you want to help me pick one? Just anyone. Just pick one. Just...
Let's try line four.
All right. Caller, who's this? Josh?
Hello?
Josh?
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good, buddy. How you doing?
What's your name?
Josh.
It is Josh. Okay, Josh, you are our contestant today on Real or Fake. Here's how it works. We've got seven items here. If you can separate the real from the fake four times out of seven, you'll qualify for the grand prize. Woodsy's here to help you instead of playing against you. He is your biggest ally in this game today.
Right. I have no interest in winning this, except for you. Like, this doesn't do me any good.
So all right. Labor Day is just around the corner. It's peak travel season here in these United States of America. I'm on staycation right now as we speak. So today's real or fake should be good for the frequent flyers out there. Our game today is a simple one. I'll give you a city name and a three-letter airport code. You have to tell me if it's real or fake. Like if I said San Diego, S-A-N, Woodsy, you would say?
Real.
Real. Obviously, that's our airport code here. Yeah. So if I said Los Angeles and I said L-O-S, you would say?
Fake.
Because that would be L-A-X. You understand, Josh, how this works?
Oh, yeah, I work at an airport. So.
Oh, no!
Are you kidding me? Just give it to him now.
This should be the easiest game.
This is like when Cliff Clavin went on Jeopardy at Cheers and they had, like, the mail.
Wow. This is going to be embarrassing if he loses, though. Josh, now the pressure's on.
If you get one wrong, I think we just need to go to the next call.
Ooh, no.
All right.
Give him a shot.
Here we go. Round number one, real or fake airport codes. Des Moines, D-E-S, real or fake? Josh?
I do believe that is real.
Yes, it is.
That is fake.
Damn it!
0-1.
Thanks for calling, Josh.
Damn it.
Kidding.
Oh, let's go to round number two.
We're all right.
Detroit, DTW. Real or fake?
That one is correct.
That is real.
It's real.
Correct.
I was going to say fake. I thought it was DET.
No, it's not DET. All right, let's 1-1. Let's go to round number two. Three. San Antonio, S-A-T. Real or fake, Josh?
Woodsy, you got anything?
San Antonio, S-A-T.
S-A-T.
I think that's real.
He thinks it's real. Josh?
I'll go with it.
Have you ever been there?
Yeah.
It is real. Very good. Remember the Alamo.
Also
all right, that's two correct.
960 on my SATs. Yeah.
You kind of like this SAT better.
Much.
All right, round number four. New Orleans, N-L-A. Real or fake?
I'm going to say fake for that one.
Fake. NOLA is fake. Ooh. It's actually MSY.
That makes sense.
For the Moissant Stockyards where they built the airport to begin with. I didn't know that one. All right, that's three. You're one away from a win. Let's try this one. Kansas City, KNC. Real or fake, Josh?
That is fake.
That is fake. MCI, Mid-Continent International. And that's a win for Airport Josh. A little slow start, but he bounced back quite well.
I like that he's Airport Josh from now on. Josh.
Portland, PDX Woods.
That's real.
That is real.
Yeah.
Buffalo, BUF.
Real.
That is real. All right, good job, guys. Josh, hang on the line. Paul, they'll get your information and put you into the drawing for the grand prize. Get away to Las Vegas later this month.
O'Hare. In Chicago.
That okay, so there's two. There's the Midway,
yep.
which is MDW, and then O'Harris, O-R-D.
O-R-D,
right?
Yeah. There you go.
O-R-D.
W-O-S-O-B.
You're a Chicago guy, so
am.
You know that one.
Yep.
O-R-D. All right, we've got a Don't Do This is coming up next on Ben and Woods.
And as it always does.
As it always does. Yeah. Oh, I wanted to bring up the what happened to golfer Hideki Matsuyama on his way back from the Olympics to the FedEx Cup playoffs that are starting.
I can't wait
gnarly
to hear.
Gnarly story here. Gnarly story. So I'll get to that and more coming up next with Ben and Woods after a check of traffic here on 97.3 The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Don't do this.
I got a little surprise for you, you know what I'm saying?
Don't do this.
Listen, if I've said something bad, I mean, tell me I'm a bad boy, you know, just tell I'm a bad boy.
Why? Just why?
I get the argument. You don't have to explain it to me. I'm not a moron.
Let me tell you why I am a dumbass.
It's time for Don't Do This.
Don't Do This.
On 97.3 The Fan.
All right, jump into Don't Do This, two things that make you shake your head, and then a positive do this story at the end. I will begin, though. So, Hideki Matsuyama, golfer, PGA Tour, just won the bronze medal at the Olympics in Paris and was on his way back to the States. The first leg of the FedEx Cup playoffs begin today, actually, in Memphis, Tennessee, at the FedEx in Tennessee. And on his way back, though, they had a stopover in London where he, his caddy, and his coach were all robbed. And in the incident, Matsuyama said that his wallet was stolen.
Wow.
And his caddy's Shota, his passports and visas were stolen as well for the coach and the caddy.
Like, they were robbed like at gunpoint?
So the details don't say if it was like a holdup or if like they were just all in the same like hotel room and it got broken into,
yeah,
and stuff got stolen
or something.
They just said they were robbed. And unfortunately, because his caddy and his coach had their passports and visas stolen, they weren't able to travel to the United States. They had to go back to Japan to try to get expedited paperwork, but he's not going to have his normal caddy or coach this week for the tournament. Now, there's
a big one.
One big piece of good news that came out of this. Matsuyama said that his obviously passport wasn't stolen, and his bronze medal was not stolen. Oh. He had it, but they didn't get it somehow. So
wow.
He was able to somehow hold on to the bronze medal. But he's heading now to start the playoffs this week, which, of course, three legs of the playoffs culminating in the Tour Championship in Atlanta in a couple of weeks.
It's a big purse this weekend.
Yes. You know, Scottie Scheffler said yesterday that he called the playoffs silly. And I can't imagine the PGA Tour likes that. But he's kind of mad because he's been the first guy at the end, in first place, going into the tournament, and he gets a little head start,
yeah,
10 under.
A big head start.
He doesn't play well there, so he never wins the FedEx Cup. And he goes, so I could win every tournament all year long, but if I like get a sore neck and have to pull out of the last, I get 30th place overall in the FedEx Cup. Because it only comes down to, the whole season comes down to one tournament.
It kind of gives me vibes, though, of we had too many days off, and we got to reset our pitching rotation, and we got to give guys rest.
I mean, the PGA Tour is trying to create some drama. He is pretty much just pooping on it, going like, this is not really the best way to determine a season-long champion.
Let's just play
by
better.
Giving me a two-stroke head start at the end after I've won seven tournaments all year. I get a two-stroke head start on the second-place guy.
I mean,
but he's not wrong, but it's also bad luck. Yeah.
Just play better.
Woods he?
Yeah.
You're up.
It's an interesting story here. It's a multi-layered don't do this. Tottenham, the English Premier League team, has suspended. Tottenham Hotspur have suspended Eve Bissouma for Monday's Premier League opener after the midfielder posted footage on his social media of him huffing nitrous oxide.
So this is like the guy in the NFL draft with the gas mask.
The gas mask. Now, Laramie Tunsil didn't post it. Somebody else
That's
did.
Right.
This guy on his own Snapchat. Hey, what's up? And he's taking shots, hits of nitrous. And there's a couple different don't do this. Number
one. Nitrous is illegal.
Yeah.
Or wherever he is. It's illegal.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, unless you're a dentist. I hope to get some today, but I'm going to the dentist.
Do you ask for it?
100%. It's phenomenal. When you're at the dentist's office, that's what it's for.
Just be careful. I've seen Little Shop of Horrors.
I have not, so I don't know what you're referring to.
Never mind.
All right. So,
how have you not seen that?
He posted it. It's a Class C drug, and he posted it on his own Snapchat. So, again, you're also an elite athlete. Nitrous can have really devastating effects on your body, your nervous system, the more and more you do it.
I was confused. I was thinking helium for a second. When you their voice
why would
changes.
He do that? Just to be funny?
Yeah, to you post a funny video where you inhale helium.
Let's go, Tottenham.
Well, who would do that?
How do you do that without the helium? You can do that with that. That's amazing.
It's so dumb. Dumb. It's a dumb thing to do. It's also a dumb thing to post. I don't get. Stop posting your illegal transgressions, for the love of God. You're already famous. You don't need the clout. Now you're going to get now you're suspended. So, smarten up out there.
I forgot about the story. I want to hear Woods do a segment entirely
it's
in
so
helium
hard to do.
Voice. Is it
tough? Good morning. Good morning.
Oh.
Yeah, Roman says Kanye. Kanye, that's kind of what his trip has been the last couple of years. Whatever calms the nerves. Yeah, Johnny,
now this
it
is
puts
the same
you
thing
sleep.
You inject into your engine to make it go faster, right, too?
Yeah.
It's got multiple uses.
Yeah,
all
buddy.
Of them illegal.
You cannot listen. You cannot do that. And and doing a helium video is very funny. I'll do that at one of the kids' birthday parties or something, but man, dude, it is it's a bad look.
All right, speaking of bad looks, Chicago White Sox have been a bad look all season. However, we'll give them a little doo-doo this
week. Mega doo-doo.
At least what they announced yesterday after putting together the quality 29-93 record that they have.
Good gosh.
It was time to send out the old renew your season ticket email. And to their credit, they did not raise prices. They did not keep prices the same. They said, we are going to lower prices by 10%. We're going to knock 10% off your bill. That seems to me even a little light for what kind of yes. season they had.
I'm thinking 40 is probably the right number.
I know we had the whole discussion about the Padres' 3% increase, but at least the Padres are 16 games above 500.
That's right.
The White Sox are 64 games under 500 right now.
44 and a half out, I believe, of a playoff spot. They've been eliminated.
64 games under 500. That gets you 10% off. Maybe send out some buy one, get one free coupons as well.
Honestly, now that I think about it, I don't.
So if you pay $2,000, whatever, for your season tickets, you'll now pay $1,800 next year. I don't know that I'd still have trouble with that.
Yeah,
after
yeah
this season.
Maybe it's a don't do this. In fact, maybe you should have gone 50%.
Yeah,
it's not enough. I don't think, in my opinion, for the White Sox.
Here's that the quote is, from.
Don't do this.
Here's the quote from Brooks Boyer, senior vice president for the Chicago White Sox. We understand where all the ticket prices are, whether it's season ticket prices, secondary market. After looking at that, understanding where we are organizationally, we thought it was important that it's something that we do for our season ticket holders who have been very loyal to us. 10% off.
It's not enough, actually.
What's enough? You know what? If like a business, if I go and I see a sale like in the window and they say 10% off, I'm just walking straight by.
I
need to see like 30, 40% off before I'm actually like intrigued. Oh, really? 40% off sale. Okay.
50 is a guaranteed buy.
Right. Absolutely.
No matter what it is.
Yeah.
If I don't even need it, I'll probably still
that's too good of a deal to pass up.
A lawnmower? 50% off? I'll take that. I don't even mow my own lawn. So why would I need it? But it's 50% off, so I'd have it if anybody needs one.
But 10% is not doing a ton for me.
That should be
actually
a don't do this.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you couldn't have gone the other way. You just couldn't have gone
the
other
way. Well, yeah, you can't.
There's no way.
You definitely can't increase ticket prices.
Yeah, I don't want to give that
season.
That is terrible. Terrible.
That's don't and sort of do this for a Thursday.
That was Don't Do This with Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, we missed him yesterday. He was traveling to Milwaukee, I believe, spoil the surprise of where in the world is Adam Jones. At least I think he's in Milwaukee.
I think so, too.
He will join us next as we talk to him on a Big League Thursday. And then 1 hour from now, Saris will be with us for our Smart Baseball segment coming up at 8:35. I wonder if he got some thoughts on what the Texas Rangers could do here and how it could impact the playoff races coming up this season. So we'll have plenty of time for AJ. That is coming up next. Don't go away. More Ben and Woods on the way on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. Before we follow up Adam Jones, it is a throwback Thursday, and Paulie has a clip from Adam Jones. This has got to be, what, 2 or 3 years ago?
Oh, yeah.
2 years ago.
2 years ago. He was sitting, if I remember, on his veranda, kind of.
No,
in...
wasn't he on a yacht?
No, he was. It was his backyard.
It was like a backyard veranda.
It was overlooking the Mediterranean Sea.
He had like a spread in front of him, all kinds of stuff. And we had a hot mic on him beforehand, recording.
We had him on Zoom.
Yeah.
And he wanted, Manny had just done something that Manny does. He wanted to come on and record him saying, Manny blanking Machado.
Yeah.
So I was like, all right, let me record. I'll put it in record and then I can beep it. And while we were still recording, he goes, hey, I can hear him in my ear. He's like, hey, check this out. And he like flipped his camera around and he was showing us the spread.
The spread. That's right.
And that led to this.
Show you. You want to be jealous, you bastards? I don't know. I'm going to switch the camera. Look at this, you fat asses. I know you fat bastards want to eat some of this. Look at you. You rotten, no good mother. And this beer, fire.
Hammered.
Fat ass is number one.
Then,
I mean, compared to Adam Jones, absolutely 100%.
And compared to most. But also, you fat bastards. What? Are you kidding me? I mean, obviously, we're boys. We're breaking balls. That's what boys do. But it laid me out. I need it.
Be jealous, you bastards. I don't know. I'm going to switch the camera. Look at this, you fat asses. I know gave you us fat some great bastards want to eat some of this. Yeah. Look at you. You rotten no good mother.
That's my favorite part.
Look at you. You this beer, fire.
You fat bastards. That was unbelievable. Save
this,
that.
You fat.
I love AJ.
That was 2 years ago with Adam Jones. He's standing by. We'll get to AJ right after this check of traffic on 97.3 The Fan. Oh, if he's got a big spread in front of him right now, it's probably bratwursts and fried cheese curds and stuff in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, I believe. Joining us is the five-time All-Star Adam Jones after a travel day yesterday. AJ, I'm sorry we didn't get to hook up and play our golf. It'll just have to be next time you're in town.
Yeah, man, a lot of things. Everything always just gets busy. Seeing friends, especially this week, was tough because it's the last week that my friend's kids were off to college. So spending time with them, trying to just, you know, ease the parents' minds as their young baby goes away for college. So it's starting to get busier and busier, but it's a blessing that now my friend's kids are going to college and, you know, we're in a different generation now.
Yeah, we are, man. And hopefully you'll be back here full time soon. We'll have all the time to play golf as much as we want, as long as you take us with you to your country club, and we will play and we'll have a great time. You'll always have some golfing buddies in Ben and Woods and Pauly for sure. AJ, so you're
always welcome.
Yeah, great. Are you in? You're in Milwaukee to what? Watch Dodgers Brewers or what?
Yeah, I came here to watch the Dodgers Brewers, see my boy Quentin Berry, obviously San Diego native, Morris High School, always representing. But every time I'm in the States, I try to come see him. His family's not with him now, so the kids went back to school, so come out here and, you know, make him laugh for a few hours and just be around him and head back to the East Coast, see the Orioles. And then my guy Markakis will be getting into the Hall of Fame next week, and I will be there to celebrate him because he's one of my favorites to watch and to play with.
What a good friend he is. Just going around, seeing all his boys. And for us as Padres fans, really nice to see Quentin Berry and his squad get a win last night. I mean, there has been no give. I mean, really, really, as much as the Padres have won, there's just been no give from anyone else. And it was nice to see that dub last night.
It was a great win. I mean, it didn't start pretty. Montas gave up three in the first, and it didn't look pretty. Buehler loaded the bases up, but then Kiermaier made an unbelievable double play, throwing the guy out at home, and that spirited them. And then obviously the scrappiness of the Brewers. They just kept fighting back, put up two, put up three, ended up winning the game, and that was a great win because obviously the Padres and the Diamondbacks took care of their business. They've both been playing so well. And again, the Dodgers—they just don't give up. They don't let up. And you know, although the Padres have been playing unbelievable, they closed the gap. But the Dodgers are still playing solid baseball.
Yep.
So what the Padres need to do is continue to play that game. And I want to ask you guys a question because I asked this to Ryan O'Hearn on my podcast, and it's a dumb question, but it's actually something that if you really think about it, it might make sense. But I only think it makes sense for the Orioles only because the other teams are too close. So winning the division, three of the four teams last year, they lost. They got eliminated because they had the bye and they had the 5 days off.
Yep.
So say the Orioles, a younger team than the Yankees, say they don't win the division, they will still be the third seed. So they get to still host. They only get 1 day off and then they get the 3 games. They don't get time off. They get to keep rolling. Is that beneficial for a team to do? To not win the division, but to finish third so that you can keep the momentum going, or is it beneficial to take the time off?
We talked about this.
I'm winning the division. That's
yeah, and we talked about this because we asked you this, and what I have a problem with is this, is those division winners like the Dodgers, I think who else did this? The Braves maybe, complaining about the time off. And we actually talked about a convo we had with you, and Pauly and I had this convo at the game yesterday, and wasn't Adam's take a couple of years ago like, give me the time off? I can't remember. I think that's what it was.
Yeah, you're like, give me the time off.
Give me the time off. And my whole thing is, and I said it, and I stand by it, if the Padres win the division, and then they have that time off, and then they go out and get bodied, I'm not blaming the layoff. I'm blaming the Padres. I really am. And I just like I blame the Dodgers and the Braves and everybody else who, but I don't like this new system. Well, I mean, you had time to get rest. I mean,
after 162 games, don't you? You want that?
You want
rest.
It? I think. I mean, Benny?
You look at
no.
You see,
it's a hunch. You don't like. I think guys that are going into the playoffs, it's a second kick of adrenaline. I've been in the playoffs, and that adrenaline is crazy. I've also seen where my future was going. What's today's date? By today's date. So there's different when you're playing last 40 games, knowing that you're about to go on vacation rather than your 40 games, you're going to be in the playoffs. It's a little bit different motion. And I think older guys want the time off. I think younger guys mentally might need off.
Playing.
But it's such a tricky, tricky
it really
thing
is.
Because guys fought, they were complaining when we had one playoff game, the wild card.
Yeah, that sucks.
We had only one game. Okay, we gave you three. Now on the other side, the other guys are mad that they have 5 days off. There's no making everybody happy. No. It's just a matter of, I think it's great that more teams are getting in the playoffs, obviously, with the third wild card.
Here's how I look at it, AJ. Tell me if you agree. So we always look at the examples of teams like the Dodgers and Braves that get knocked out after that layoff and go, well, you know, they weren't able to keep the momentum going. But you never point out a team like, let's say, the Mets 2 years ago. When they got the home three games against the San Diego Padres, they won 101 games, but ended up one game short of the Braves at the end of the year. So then they had to play that wild card series. And yeah, they got it at home, but guess what? They were out of the playoffs after 3 days because they had to risk it in the wild card series, which is why I think you always want the bye. If you've got the bye, you have a 50-50 chance, essentially, of getting to the league championship series. If you go to the wild card, you got a 50-50 chance of winning the wild card, and then another 50-50 chance. That's a 1 in 4 chance of getting to the league championship series. So while you may have to always play a team that is hot if you had the bye because they just won a playoff series, you're still already there, and you're missing a whole round of risk that could take you out of. You're missing a round of risk that can take you out of the playoffs. And to me, that's the most valuable thing, even if it does take a little bit of your momentum, saps a little bit of your momentum going into the postseason.
And, AJ, let me do you one better.
I 100% agree.
Let me do you one better, too. And I was talking about this with the fellas and in the locker room yesterday. The Dodgers usually, they're done right now. They're done. They have the division wrapped up. There's no threat. This is actually going to be interesting to watch down the stretch. They're going to get pushed a little bit. They got pushed by the Giants a few years ago, but watching them actually have to maybe ratchet it up in September, really for the first time in a while since that Giants push, is going to be interesting. Good teams like that, now they're going to have to actually try and go out and execute and win games. That could be an interesting thing to watch down the stretch because usually, man, they're on cruise control the last few weeks.
They are, but I was talking to them yesterday. They understand. They understand that they can't be on cruise control this year. And their two pickups were big with Ahmed and Kiermaier. They didn't add the offense, but they solidified defense at two incredible positions that they've been struggling at. Shortstop is a position they've been struggling at. Center field, Alvin has not bounced back and had a good sophomore year. So they've been able to go get two guys in watching the game last night. Kiermaier was able to impact the game tremendously on the defensive side. He had a good offensive game too, but they made some good moves. So it was just a question that I had. And, like I said, I'm always going for the division. I think that when you hang that banner up, I don't want to hang a wild card banner up. I want to hang an AL East or, West, whatever banner up. And it was just something that I was just thinking about because it's going to happen again to a team, and they're going to complain about it again. Oh, yeah. So it's just trying to get ahead of the complaints and be like, well, we told you. This is what it is.
Yeah, remember, 11 of the 12 teams in the playoffs are going to lose.
Yeah,
so, we can't just, they lost. It was because of this. It was because of that. No, it's because you got a 96% chance of losing even once you get to the playoffs because playoffs are hard. Talking to Adam Jones, the 5-time All-Star. I asked this of Brett Boone yesterday, and I want to ask you the same question. Padres are playing, like, literally the best baseball they've ever played. They've never won 19 of 22 games. What do you think? Do you remember, like, what was the best stretch you were ever on a team during your career? And what was, like, the key? What was the mood? Just how did that all come together? Because this is rare and special what the Padres are doing right now.
Yeah. I think our year was 14, where we played every game that entire year knowing that, hey, we still got a chance. Don't worry about it. Get you down 3-0, down 4-0. Don't worry about it. We played baseball. We moved runners. We bunted. We hit behind guys. We did all the things that the analytics say, don't do that. We played baseball. Number one, you have to remember, you're playing a baseball game. You're not playing a numbers game. You're not playing an analytical game. You're playing a game of baseball. When the game starts, you have to play and adjust to what you see. And we did that. We wanted to win every day. We sacrificed individual numbers, and our numbers were still good, just as good, because if you play a whole season, and you can attest, you can ask Matt, he was there. You play a whole season, no matter what, your numbers going. If you're a good player, your numbers going to be pretty good if you're healthy. But if you play winning baseball, that is the fans treat you differently. Like the fans of Baltimore, they love the way I played the game of pure baseball. And the Padres right now are playing that. They're going first to third. Obviously, Merrill's playing unbelievable, but they're just playing fundamentally sound baseball. It's not a secret. It's not, oh, they're doing this better. No, they're catching the ball. They're getting that foot down on offense. They're pitching really good. They're playing great defense. They're just playing overall good baseball. And again, when you slump, you pinpoint things. Just go back to how good are they just playing overall baseball? Are they turning the double plays that should be turned? Are they taking the extra bases that should be taken? Are they scoring on singles that the base hits when a man on second base that you should score on? Like, are they doing the little things to play? Now, the great plays, the home runs, the three-run home runs, all that kind of stuff is cool and sexy. But if you don't play baseball, draw the walks late in the game, you know, take that hit by pitch, it's okay. You got some ice underneath. You know what I mean? Break up that double play. Like, just do little things. And that's right now what I've seen on the Padres since the All-Star break. They've done all those little things. And then again, bam, you get a big home run in the eighth inning.
I keep hearing, too, on the broadcast, I mean, Jesse and Tony were talking about it yesterday on my drive home from the ballpark, about the buy-in. The buy-in. Buy-in is key. And I don't know that buy-in has been something that's been here in many, many years. I think a lot of that goes to Mike Shildt. A lot of credit goes for that. But again, I think the presence of a young, energetic Jackson Merrill that has that mentality of I refuse to lose. Did a youngster ever come? Was it Manny that you said, like, when he came in, you're like, all right, here's this guy, a little arrogant, but we know that he can play and he has injected a little bit of life into maybe some of the vets. There's a lot of credit that needs to go around, but the buy-in from everybody, including Manny and Xander and guys like that, has been pretty incredible.
Yeah, I mean, I would never use the word arrogant with Manny, ever. I would use the word confident.
Confident.
Arrogant to me is somebody that really, they're just scared to really do it. They just talk a big game. Manny doesn't talk. He does. And that's confidence. He's a Miami kid. If he was from Wisconsin or if he was from Michigan, he'd probably be a little bit different. He'd probably be a tool. But he's from Miami, baby. Like, that's just the part. That's the Miami kids. And, you know, you can have a young dude interject your team. And, you know, like we came, when you had myself, JJ, Markakis, Weeders, and then this young kid comes up playing third base, and after like three games, we're like, well, damn, all right, well, you know what, he got a seat at the table because he is impacting this game from the first pitch to the last pitch, and that's what Jackson Merrill is doing. So he's getting a seat at the table. I know he's a rookie, maybe he's not talking at the table, but he's definitely getting himself a seat. And, you know, you feed off, especially when you get older, you feed off those youngsters that just are pushing you because they want to beat your butt, too. They want to be where you are,
yeah.
And you just see yourself in them. So, you know, like a Peralta, you know, who's had the last couple of years, not the years that he had in Arizona. He's doing a terrific job filling in for Tatis. And I talked to him. He's like, man, just playing with Merrill, dog, he's energetic. He's got so much energy, so much passion. Playing with Profar, and it's like the energy that these guys play with. And young dudes can definitely be leaders. The age factor is not a thing. I play with guys who are older, more time, and just straight morons. So couldn't lead themselves to the bathroom. So I would, like, young dudes, I don't mind young dudes stepping up. Obviously, there's a correct way to do it, and sure, he has veterans to do it. But no, he's, like I said, he, to me right now, Merrill's the team MVP.
Last one here, AJ. You mentioned, you know, taking the hit by pitch when you need to. Jerickson's taking like 8 of them in the last week. Jake took one like 97 to the back. Woods saw the bruise still yesterday.
Oh my god!
In the clubhouse. Nice. I don't think I've asked you this before. Do you remember the gnarliest hit by pitch you took in your career, and who delivered it?
You know, I've been drilled. I've been hit in the hands. I got hit on the wrist by 98 from Brandon Morrow. I've been hit on the hands, been in the head, back, ankles. The number one was by Maryland native. Why am I drawing a blank on his name? He played for the White Sox, though. And big right-hander. And he hit me in like 2011 or something, 10 or 11. And he just hit me in the back, 92, 93 mile an hour fastball in the back. For some odd reason, for 9 or 10 days, I couldn't lift my left arm. Like I didn't go on the DL. I tried to heat and do. I don't know what happened. I could not lift my left arm, and it wasn't the hardest pitch I've been hit with, or the most painful, but it turned out to be the most lingering. And I'll never forget that one. This definitely is.
Was it
there's one other one.
Brian Shaw?
Was
it Brian Shaw?
No, he was a starter. He was a starter. Big old starter.
Dang.
And another one
was lefty.
Righty. When I was with the Diamondbacks, Yu Darvish hit me in the lips.
The lips?
Like,
It grazed
my lips. My lips were burning for 3 days straight.
How do you?
Like, they were on literal fire.
How do you get
I don't
your
know
lips
how you didn't
burned.
Hit me in the mouth. Got these big soup coolers, baby. Got these soup coolers.
Grazed.
Grazed these lips, man. And I was like, how the hell
did
you hit me in the
face? What do you do for that chapstick?
What happens? I have never heard somebody say, I got hit in the lips.
I got hit the lips, dude. And that thing, the ball just grazed my lips and burned. So it felt like a first-degree burn on my lips.
That is absolute pure gold.
And it, Darvish was like, I'm sorry. Sue my face. Sorry. I'm like, don't worry about it, man. You hit me in the face. I'm all right.
AJ, appreciate it. Good. Have a good rest of your trip in Milwaukee. And we'll talk to you again next week.
We'll do it, man. I'm going to go get myself a nice big old brat.
Yeah, sounds good.
Enjoy.
Adam Jones, the 5-time All-Star, always one of our favorite conversations of the week. Hitting the lips.
Soup coolers. holy cow.
Hope it wasn't the seams, at
That's
least.
Probably what it was, dude. It wasn't the flat part. Yeah, it had to be the seams.
Yeah. Just the skin off. Ow.
Oh, my God. That is just incredible.
Wow.
God, never disappoints, man. Never disappoints. That was great.
All right, we will come back. We got 2 hours still to go. Well, 3 hours, because it's Roundtable Thursday. But in our next hour, we'll have Eno with us for some smart baseball, as we do each and every Thursday. We have more Throwback Thursday as well. Mark Grant going to be making an appearance on Throwback Thursday coming up.
Yeah.
You saw Mud, didn't you, yesterday?
Sure did.
Oh, it happened again.
It happened again. We have a picture to prove it.
All right. That is coming up in hour number 3 of Ben & Woods, next on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, 3-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket. Follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.